What's your name?
Here we go.
Yo. What's going on, world? It's your boy Jones. What's happening? June?
Yo.
How's everything, man?
Cool, man. How you?
I'm good, man.
That's good.
How was your week?
Phew, pretty rough.
Pretty rough. Yeah, it was a rough one. It was a rough one.
Be easy.
Five.
Of course.
Shout out to Doogie.
Shout out to Doogie.
I meant to wear my 50s hat. You know who wear 50s? You know what I'm saying? You know the hat they wear? Florida Marlins.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to them 50s.
Yeah, I don't know.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't know that about it.
Shout out to Neighborhood.
I don't know that about it, man.
Yeah, you do. You know who wear the 76ers? Is that what you got on?
Who?
Huh?
Who wear the 76ers?
Somebody do. Well, they wear the Philly.
Yeah,
that's the Pyro. Who
yeah, that's somebody, buddy.
Yeah,
and he got the New York hat on.
Right.
So what? You know who wear that?
I can't remember.
Neighborhood Chris wear that. Shout out to Nip.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Ice T.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, all of them.
All right with that.
That makes sense. But yeah, man. Rough week. Laid nephew to rest yesterday, man. Mm-hmm. So it was a ongoing party all weekend. I am exhausted. I am exhausted, man. Had to make sure my cousins was good, man. Make sure cousin Kane and Janita and Frankie. I need to go ahead and holler at him before I leave town. Make sure, you know, just let them know they need anything, man. They can hit me up. But yeah, man. We sitting out there listening to music last night, and they just was playing all kind of shit. But one
shit that don't match.
Yeah, one song they got there with bananas on.
And Sexy Red.
They did go crazy when Sexy Red came on.
Mm-hmm.
But they went crazy. What was the song that they was playing? It's T-Baby joint, right?
Oh, yeah, T-Baby song.
Yeah, I got to find that joint.
It's on title, too. And shout out to Boo Mac. He told me about it.
Okay. Yeah, but, man, they turned that shit on, man. Motherfuckers went crazy out there. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody knew the fucking song, too. So, you know, at least they support each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good thing about them, you know what I'm saying? They support each other. And I like that shit, man. They support each other. That's some good shit. But they was playing all kind of random shit. Yeah, they kept passing the phone around, motherfuckers running the aux and shit, so.
Oh, shit.
It was all kind of shit being played, man.
Whatever was feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they played, Kane played Smug. Well, I knew when Kane got the phone back, Jeezy came on. I knew that. Anytime Jeezy came, well, I knew Kane had the phone. Then after that, I ain't know what was going on, man. But, it's been a rough week. One of our biggest stars, one of our 90s hip-hop legends, created a lot of shit.
For the culture.
Absolutely.
For the culture.
I mean, he went bananas.
Was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And they were denied bail.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times, and so today we really, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do my digging in the crates first, because all is gonna flow. It's gonna flow into it. So, but we're gonna start with 25 years. 25 years ago, Method Red dropped Blackout.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that shit dropped 25 years ago, man. So I want to shout them out, because that was a pivotal album in my life at that point, too, because like I said, I'm in college now. And
I can't believe that came out.
Music was just everything to everybody. Like, that's how music brought us together so well.
It sent the message.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? And Meth and Red just... It was my niggas anyway, because they had high shit and all that shit, you know, but this is a dope-ass album. I'm trying to think what my favorite song was. It might have been that You shit.
Oh, yeah.
That might have been my favorite. Yeah, You. That might have been my favorite song of that motherfucker, man.
Which one?
I'm trying to get to the album. Oh, they did it. They got a Live in Paris album on here, but that ain't what I want to get to. I'm trying to get to the Blackout.
Yeah, the Blackout one. The Rottweiler beat was so fucking hard. Mm-hmm. I used to like that Serial Killer shit too. That shit was crazy. But them boys just used to be rapping, man. Fire in the Hole was dope too.
That's the Rottweiler.
That's the Rottweiler. Eric Sermon did most of this album.
Yeah, this is you right here. I found the album. Trace is a lipstick. I'm going to see them boys.
I think I might have to pull that too, bro.
On the 18th, I'm going. I might. Them tickets are a little higher than Juvie's.
I might have to go,
but I gotta go see him. Method Man rap better when he with Red Man.
Yeah.
Red Man pull it out of him, Paul. Yeah.
Shit. But them boys was a dope duo.
Yep.
They sounded, you know, they made good music together.
Red Man don't get his props.
Of course he don't. But that's the culture, man. They, you know, Red Man wasn't that flashy motherfucker. He just rap.
Red Man coming where, when?
Red Man met the man coming to
Columbia
Township October 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. 25. This shit don't seem like it. But yeah, I see how long after sitting around all them young motherfuckers this weekend, 25 years, really, that shit, I can see it going now, cause those niggas out there I knew when they was born, walking around with kids and shit, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, boy, it's been a long fucking time. But yeah, 25 years is a long time. Top.
All my people.
Hey. This the show soundtrack. This the soundtrack version.
Yeah, it's a remix on here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because they had a video version.
Uh-huh.
The video version was different. This shit right here made them boy like,
right. Yep. This put the group together.
Yeah, this shit right here.
The regular version ain't on here.
The video version.
Yeah, the video version ain't on here.
Blacker than your blackest stallion. Hit your housing projects. I represent your Shaolin, my nigga. Hell yes, apocalypse now. We're done now. Diggy going down. Diggy, diggy down. Diggy down now.
While the planets and the stars and the moons collapse. When I raise my trigger finger, all y'all niggas, it's, come on, man.
Ain't no need for that. Hustlers and hardcore. Hard to the floor. Roar like reservoir dogs. Green Eye Bandit can't stand it. With more fruitier loot than that toucan sandwich. But Abazi got me high.
Straight suicide.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2 murder, one lyric at your door.
Uh-huh.
To Cal and get your ass raw. Breaking all the rules like glass jaw.
Nigga.
You gotta get mine to get yours.
Fucker.
We don't need a rap joke. Got to kick the facts and get you with the rap joke. More than you bargain for. To Cal's, I stays open like an all-night store. For real, I keep you ill like a piece of blue steel. Pointing at your temple with the intent to kill. And in your existence, M.E.T. Ain't no use for existence. H.O.D. Yeah,
that's the shit right there.
Yeah. It is. I keep that show soundtrack close by.
Yeah, cause they do it. Yeah,
I keep that shit close by. Shout out to Meth and Red.
It's an everyday thing when you're letting. That's I can't find. I think that soundtrack is on title. Anyway,
it's summertime in the LBC though.
Summertime, nigga. Ooh,
that bitch go, that bitch go crazy.
Yes,
that's a West Coast song. That's one of them elbow. That one of them back, like one of them joints.
Yeah,
right? One of them joints. Yeah, man. So we going back to 94. We gonna take it back to 94. We gonna start with. I'm sorry, y'all, came up my notebook and shit. Old nigga activities. 94. UGK dropped their first album, Super Tight. I think that was their first album, right? Shut up.
Nah, Too Hard. Too Hard to Swallow.
Too Hard to Swallow was their first album. So this their second album. Mm-hmm. Yeah, their second album. Yeah, I just had it.
What's the song off of here? I got it.
Pocket Full of Stones too.
Pocket Full of Stones on that one though.
Yeah, Pocket Full of Stones.
Two.
Front, back, and side to side. That was my shit. See, I redid this. You know? Never let whole ass niggas ride. Pimp C go for L, like Pimp C got catchphrases. I'ma use them shits till I leave Earth probably, man. Smoke some bitch. Mm-hmm.
Make them girls get down on the floor.
Make them hoes down on the floor. He got some hellfire one liners, man.
Already.
Smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Mm. Boy, think about the speakers niggas had in their car back in 94 when this shit came out.
What they was doing to their cars.
Yeah.
Like the, it was just, it ain't made it to our side, but them boys. Yeah.
Good checking. God, thank you, Lord.
Yeah, they was laying them damn fifth wheels down.
Oh, yeah.
Popping them trunks.
Yeah.
Them swangles.
Yeah. They still do that shit.
Yeah, they still
that
do
what
that.
I'm saying,
yeah.
We just say never.
Thank you. We got our own shit. I'd rather see a Carolina squat than to see that shit on the street right here.
I think I would too.
I hate a Carolina squat.
I'm putting some swingers on my joint.
I hate it too.
Don't.
I'm putting some swingers.
Tear your shit up.
You ever watch on my shit. The funniest shit when two real players.
Uh-huh.
They crash their shit.
Uh-huh. That shit's be 3 feet wide out there. Yeah. They hit each other.
They done hit each other.
It's like rubbing two dicks together.
Shit, get all trailed up together, man. What the fuck, man?
Oh, shit. Yo, you stupid, me, love. You stupid. I swear.
Yeah, man, crazy. Pause.
Yeah, man, but 316s was. I used to like that shit, too.
True.
Bummy back way. Then, this would sound real country to a New York nigga.
Yeah.
Right. Shit too slow.
That shit was hard. Mm-hmm. That shit was hard, man.
Yeah, for real.
What's up, motherfucker?
How about that?
Yep. What, but old niggas really listening to these niggas.
You heard how he start that song.
What's up, motherfucker?
Right. How they felt back then, though, you know? Where at it?
Oh,
Chip
shoot,
on this show anyway.
My bad.
Oh, he moving real fast.
Yeah, I didn't mean to click on it. What you got next?
Craig Mack.
Craig Mack came out in 94?
Yeah. That's why it's scary to be real interesting.
Oh, shit.
Watch how I flow. Watch how I flow the shit, yeah. So, Craig Mack dropped Project Funk the World September 20th, 1994. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Him and Biggie was on a promo tour together. With McDonald's, they had the McDonald's shit.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Big Mac shit. Diddy had the Bad Boy shit, put on the cups, all that shit. They did all that. Mm-hmm. All them boys, yeah, them boys dropped a week apart. The first two artists on Bad Boy dropped a week apart.
Mm.
Diddy just left Uptown, started this late.
Who dropped first? Biggie
dropped on the 13th.
And Craig Mack dropped on 20th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so. What in the hell? Did that start the monster?
What do you mean? Them
two albums created the monster that we know is Diddy now?
Almost. Nah.
But it was the beginning of the end, though.
I think that
it was in him.
That started the cockiness.
Was it in him or was it talk?
It was in him.
You don't think that was learned behavior? The niggas said it was learned behavior. Say the niggas above him taught him that shit.
He got to like it before.
Whatever in you, no matter how bad you are, whatever. No, like whatever you do, the furthest you'll go, already got to be in you.
Mm.
It's only so far certain people can go, no matter what. And
so Oh yeah. But this was my shit right here. This video was hard. All that shit. Get Down was my shit. And that nigga had a single called Making Moves with Puff, nigga.
Puff with the man, though.
But so, should I start the council conversation now? Or should I wait till?
What council conversation?
Rest Mill. You made my day.
Some of the stuff he was doing that we knew was ridiculous, though.
Mm-hmm. It so was like
making them boys walk the but even like some like all right, so in that scene, right, it's one thing that I always remember, and I was like, bro, that's some fly ass talking. So mm-hmm. when they said they didn't want to go, and then they went back to him, they were standing outside, and he said some shit to them like, I don't give a fuck what y'all do, either go or not, but whatever you do, be fly about it. And yeah. he was like, walk that way. I was like, God, I remember that damn
shit.
That nigga.
I remember that shit. Yeah, he was an asshole.
Tell me he's making work for that cheesecake.
Yeah, he was an asshole. That me.
Go ahead, you there.
Yeah, he and he said, be fly about it. Yeah. Do it. And walk that way. I was like, damn. Cause we was watching the fuck out of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was watching the fuck out of that Making the Band
shit. What's the dude
shit.
Name? Whatever happened to that dude?
Dylan.
Was it Dylan?
Dylan.
No,
Ness.
No, which dude you talking about?
One of his I guess one of his flunkies.
You talking Farnsworth?
No, not Farnsworth. Farnsworth disappeared. What's the little you kid? Might... One of the kids that was in the show.
Freddie P?
He was a rapper.
Was it the one that's down, the one from Florida that been talking?
Florida or either New Orleans.
Been talking. Oh, no, that was Chopper. That's Chopper.
Chopper from
yeah,
New Orleans.
What Chopper got going on?
He had did a song after.
I think Chopper just called some charges recently.
Yeah, he did. A couple really? Years, a few years mm-hmm. ago.
Because, I don't know, boy. Him and Chopper might have had a damn tough little rub. You know what I mean? They might have had some bullshit going on there, boy.
But nah, Chopper had got with some people from New Orleans after the band.
Mm-hmm. Cause Chopper used to book a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Freddie did too, though.
Yeah,
Freddie. Yeah, most Freddie definitely. Did too.
That why he left. He was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah,
I ain't do this shit. Man.
Yeah, but Puffy had a way of like making
Johnson
stars though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
He had a way of making people stars and all that. But
he did. Well,
he did.
Even back with the next album you're gonna do, mm-hmm. like a lot of them songs,
mm-hmm.
Big didn't want to do it, mm-hmm. but Puff was like, nah man, do this, you know what I'm saying, yeah. do it this way or whatever, yeah. and a lot of them people didn't understand, because all he was doing was just making hits, but they mm-hmm. wanted to make like hard shit,
mm-hmm.
even like with the Locks, they was talking about them or whatever, and they was like, they ain't understood the contract, mm-hmm. understood what they was yeah. what they was doing,
mm-hmm.
they just couldn't see it or whatever.
Yeah,
but
they end up going to Rough Riders and being very, very successful,
mm-hmm.
so it all worked out. But yeah, so rest in peace to Craig Mack.
Yeah,
happy 30th to his first album.
Mm-hmm.
He only had two.
Yeah, he's somewhere in White Heaven.
Yeah,
he said White Heaven.
Yeah, cause he got done with him. No, he moved to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. He was in Baltimore.
When he died.
Right?
Really?
Somewhere. Yeah, mm-hmm. he was with some kind of
Buford
church,
some shit like that.
I can't remember where it was.
Walterboro, somewhere in that local.
It was down there.
Uh huh.
Okay, I don't know why I thought it was in the Upstate. But yeah, it was somewhere, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yep. That's where he died down there too.
Yeah.
It was some little church. Mm-hmm. He had on some ill fitting jeans and a white dress shirt, short sleeve dress shirt, which is egregious for a grown man to wear white short sleeve dress shirt. Short sleeve dress shirts is
don't illegal.
Don't do it.
Yeah, illegal.
Don't do it. Jones, you got a white short sleeve dress shirt? You got a short dress shirt? Okay, just checking. Use the dress or not. I don't know if you fell off.
I got a pink one.
A pink short sleeve dress shirt?
Polo joint.
Dress?
I ain't never wore it.
It's a button-up dress shirt.
It's a button-up. And it's short sleeve.
You sell insurance?
My sister brought me that shit. I ain't never wore it.
Your sister, she listened to, don't it?
That shit brand new in the closet still.
Wasted her damn money.
I love the death, too.
You can't take your jacket off. You got to have a suit jacket. You can't take the jacket off, man. You like a Jehovah's Witness on Saturday.
Oh, God.
Like you got all the watchtowers in your pocket.
Oh, shit. In your what briefcase. Color is it?
Pink.
Pink with the blue horse. That shit hard. I just can't wait.
I got a plaid one.
That motherfucker brand fucking new. Like, I never wore it.
Oh, no. They do have the pockets, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but I never wore it, yo. Love my sister to death, but I couldn't tell, like, this ain't no fly shit. I love
you know what happened, right?
What?
She caught it on sale.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't know nobody buy that shit. That was on sale. Anyway, my bad. Took it somewhere else. My bad.
All right, man. So 30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Arguably one of the greatest hip hop albums. What number was it in the list? It was in the top 10. No. The other one.
Life After Death?
Life After Death was in the top 10. This one wasn't in the top 10.
What? Oh, what? I don't remember that list.
The greatest albums. I think the list Apple did. Hip hop albums. Greatest hip hop.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, I remember. I can't remember. Mm-hmm.
But this shit right here, man. I listened to it, you know, on that weekend, which was last weekend. I listened to it, and of course, they changed some of the songs.
On streaming?
Yeah.
Like?
You know, some shit didn't get cleared or something.
Oh.
Yeah. Machine Gun Funk.
Mm-hmm.
They took out the background noise of that.
Mm.
But they still got it on YouTube. That's the only way I can hear.
Oh.
Because it had a sample. I think it had a Parliament Funkadelic sample in it.
And it didn't clear?
It didn't clear. And they took that part out.
Damn.
Yeah. But cover to cover, man, this dude, he had one feature on this motherfucker.
Which was what, the singer?
No, Method Man.
Oh, Method Man. Oh, you mean as far as, okay, rapping, yeah.
He had one feature on this shit.
Who's on One More Chance, Faith?
Now, you do remember One More Chance was originally a Fast.
Yeah, and then they, yeah.
Yeah.
Remastered.
So the remix, oh yeah, the remix ain't on the album.
No, the remix not on the album. Thank God.
Why, you don't like it?
Man, I hated that shit.
Really?
Played it too fucking much.
Oh.
And One More Chance, that remix.
Yeah.
I was home watching MTV Jams that whole summer.
Oh yeah, it would come on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lie about that video too.
Yeah.
You know the lie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was a tranny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
There
I'm
you go,
sorry.
Look at him.
That was an LG, a member of the LG. They said
this is trans. Just say trans. Yeah. You gotta say
a member of the
Transmissions.
Yeah.
That's the new derogatory term. Way to go. Way to bring us up to 2004, Wally.
But cover to cover, man, this shit was dope. Like, Easy Mo B did most of the production. Premier did one song. Lord Finesse did one song. Chucky Thompson did Big Papa.
Puff don't got no production credit on this? He wasn't, like, doing production back then.
He did. He got production on the intro,
mm-hmm.
on One More Chance. The interlude with him and Lil' Kim fucking.
What kind of production was he? You know, I think Biggie said it. Somebody was like, they really was just in the studio on like a piano bench or something like that. And that was the squeaking noise. That was the noise. And they was just sitting there making the noise like they weren't really smashing.
Oh, shit.
So he got credit on Juicy, Me and My Bitch, Big Papa, and Respect.
That's what Diddy get cut.
Mm-hmm. Diddy got credit on them.
Hmm.
Easy Mo B did most of this, and he did most of fucking
Craig Mack.
No, Me Against the World.
Oh.
He did a lot of shit on Pac album.
Okay.
Hmm.
He did a lot of shit on Pac joint. That was Pac's last album on the East Coast too. That was his last album on the East Coast.
Oh yeah, Me Against the World, the one. Yeah.
Yeah. Then he got locked up. Then he went to the Cali. Unbelievable might be like, Unbelievable is one of the dopest songs on this motherfucking album. I think I just like the way Biggie delivered on that motherfucker, pause. But his flow on that bitch, man, was so goddamn, that shit was just so hard to me, man, pause. And then he had, of course, Premier did the track, so he had the R. Kelly in the background saying Unbelievable. So this shit, like, I love this fucking song, man.
Was who shot you on there? Who shot you wasn't on there?
They put it. They put it on there. I didn't think so. Yeah, it was on the Big Papa single CD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was on the album.
Black and Orange. That's the only way I could hear it. I had to go buy that single CD.
Yeah. Because I was listening to this album probably like this the day last week or whatever, mm-hmm. and it was like it's his 30th, and it got to that, and I was like, hold up.
Yeah. Yeah, they put that and Just Playing on there too.
Okay.
They threw them two songs on the end of the album.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, so we about to so my dick could breathe. With the Q45 by my side, lyrical high, and those
Spotify, it gives me the remastered version.
Yeah, that's how mine is on title. Yeah.
That's all they got. YouTube, that's all they got. Yeah, they ain't got the original. You got to go to YouTube to get the original shit. Yeah. You know how the weed go unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I'm talking about the cover and all.
Yeah, they got a new cover on there.
Yeah, they didn't change the cover.
I don't like that cover.
Me neither.
Like with him, and then they got the Brooklyn Bridge in the background.
Mm-hmm. It threw me off because I seen it and ignored it.
I wonder why they did that. That ain't even him.
I know.
I wonder why they did that.
I don't know, man.
I wonder if it was like a lawsuit with the artist who shot
the picture
of the baby.
Tiffy said that ain't even him.
It ain't.
It ain't.
It's a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yeah, that's a drawing. Wasn't that his? Wasn't a picture of Big?
I don't think so. Because remember the baby had Tim's? No, I'm thinking about the Bad Boy. I don't know who that bad. It might have been him, but I don't know.
Yeah, he made it okay to wear Tim's and shorts.
Mm. Yeah, them Philly niggas always did that shit too. But Biggie was, and they just did, he just got the deal, the shit with Timberland too.
Right.
Yeah, because of that. He just did some kind of. They just did some kind of.
Oh, Big did.
Yeah.
When you said Timberland, I was thinking about
Timberland.
Yeah.
Okay.
Timbaland.
Okay.
Timbaland.
Yeah. I'm talking about Tim's, B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shoes.
Oh.
That makes me think of some of the lies that have gone on in the world, just culture. One being the Timberland lie, like the tree represents the tree to hang people on.
Oh, like, God.
They wanted us to start wearing that shit.
Yeah. Something
black like, people probably came up with that though.
I know.
It's a myth with the Levi shit.
What's the Levi shit?
It's on the tag. That little. It's a myth behind that bullshit. Something about they hanging a nigga and beating him and making him make.
The oh, pants. With them, with the thing that's the little. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but it's. Yeah.
For the nicest MC, niggas know the steelo unbelievable.
That's the tree they hang niggas from.
Yeah, man, that's what they said about the Timberland.
Or the Tommy Hilfiger shit, too.
Right.
Where he said he don't want black people to wear it.
Yeah.
Then he said it on Oprah.
Yeah, and he
it
was
ain't sending, made to fit black people.
And he was sending boxes of clothes to Grand Poodle.
And he had like hip-hop people modeling his shit or whatever.
Yeah.
He did say nigga one time.
Tommy, right?
He done said it plenty.
But no, he said it on camera, but you know why he said it.
Why?
He said he was like, Mobb Deep said I was his nigga. He said some shit like that. Like he said, it just warmed my heart.
Talk about a Prodigy.
Yeah, I think he said Prodigy, yeah. Yeah, Prodigy from Mobb Deep said that I was his nigga.
Oh God.
Yeah.
This shit right
here
was
for my daddy.
This is my shit, yo. Why they didn't release this one, I don't know.
It's not on the album?
I mean, it's on the album, but they should have dropped this as the single.
No.
Hi, daddy. Yeah. How you doing?
This is Fox. The remix is way better than this. You just think it's not because it got played so much.
But he rapping this one, though. He really raps in this one.
They...
Like this shit, he killed this shit, yo.
For a debut album,
I mean, I understand, you know, for the, you know, the spins, because they couldn't play this on the radio.
No,
hell no.
Yeah, they couldn't play this on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
This shit.
They damn sure would have had to cut this part out.
Oh yeah, they definitely would have cut this part.
Skit would have made it.
Yeah, this wouldn't have made it. Yeah, motherfucker.
Oh shit.
Cussing his ass out.
I got a homeboy who got a message like this from his ex-wife. She cussed me out in it. I ain't even do nothing. I felt like 50 Cent. Why she say fuck me for? I ain't do nothing.
Now check, I got the pack of Rough Riders in the back of the pack.
Oh yeah, you can't talk enough about rubbers back then.
With the miracle gift, hit you with the dick, make the kidney shift. Here we go, here we go. But I'm not dumb, but no, I got the funk flow to make the draws drop slow.
Okay, this one.
They've never played this on the radio.
I was thinking about the beat and stuff. Right. This one ain't that much worse than the other one. Not worse, but the other song beat ain't that much, too much better than this one. But that one, just for back then, that other beat was just too smooth, too good. It was too R&B.
What was it? It was a sample or something. I can't remember what they sampled. They sampled something.
I told the folks.
Big black motherfucker with G.
No, I'm thinking about Big Papa. What did they sample?
Oh, hold up.
Isley Brothers?
What song was you talking about?
One More Chance Remix.
It ain't on. Hold
I'm guaranteed. Fuck the
this one sampled two songs.
That old thing back. This song right here?
Hydra and Stay With Me. They used two different songs to make this one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find them. The One More Chance version that we need.
Let me see.
Was my mind playing tricks? Like Scarface and Bushwick, Willie D, having nightmares of girls killing me. She mad because what we had didn't last. I'm glad because her cousin let me hit the ass. Fuck the past, let's dwell on the 500 SL, the E and J and Ginger Ale. To the rim with Benjamins. They used the barge, Stay With Me.
See, there goes. See, just like that.
They use El DeBar, Stay With Me.
On One More Chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Biggie had a lot of pause lines, boy.
He did. What did he say just now? Hold up. Cause I was gonna bring that up too.
Oh yeah, he got the most plausible lyric in the song ever. Really though, I got the meanest. He never seen this stroke of genius. So take off your Tim boots and your bodysuit. I mean the spandex and hit my bandex. Sex get rougher when it come to the nut buster. Pussy crusher, black nasty motherfucker. I don't chase them, I replace them. And if I'm caressing them, I'm undressing them. Fuck what you heard, who's the best in New York?
Fulfilling what was the part? He just said the pause shit?
Yeah, it was before that. It was for wherever you started from. It was a little bit
better. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna go back farther.
Oh, barely made it.
But the most plausible lyric is in
somebody sucking daddy dick.
Me and my bitch.
Yeah.
That's the most plausible hip hop lyric.
But he got something in every song.
It
bro.
Is, but it ain't. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I get his mind state. She's so fine that he'd do anything for her.
Yeah. It makes sense, but goddamn, to say it like
far.
That.
He went far.
He could have said, I'd do anything for her. I even suck your dick. Come on, pause, God.
He went far. Man.
Yeah, that nigga said, I'd do anything for that motherfucker, nigga. Yeah, I mean, we understood that part, but goddamn, that was a hell of an analogy, beloved.
Yeah, man, he went way out there, bro.
That was a hell of an analogy, bro.
See, Jones, that's why you not a world-renowned rapper, because you don't want to use the full extent of your analogies.
Well, if I got to say some shit like that, that me? I keep doing that?
Nah, it's the boy.
Oh. Hey, listen, man. If I got to say some shit like that to be a famous rapper, I'm cool.
Come on, now.
I'm cool, B.
We on my Wednesday, on tomorrow's episode of my show, my Wednesday episode, we were doing famous quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Who Shot Ya. He was like famous movie quotes or whatever. And just by itself, he was like, what's the most famous quote off of Minister Society?
Oh, shit.
Look at the motherfucking wheels.
No.
That's my favorite quote.
That's your favorite.
Yeah.
So what does he say after, come on, man, I got these cheeseburgers? Now, think about it. All I said was, what's the most famous quote off of that? And then I just busted out, I'll suck your dick. And he was like, whoa. It just sounded so. It sounded so egregious.
Yeah,
I'm fucking up.
Nah, it's not you. Okay. Don't worry about it. Okay. And you can pull in the headphones. The headphones has nothing to do with the mic.
Okay. my man. Listen, man. It's not you. Listen.
Some cheeseburgers, bro.
Yeah. Like, that was some of the
I got these
shit.
Cheeseburgers. Come on, man. Yeah. God. They double cheeseburgers.
My favorite quote off Mrs. Society's got them. Look at the motherfucking wheels.
Yeah, he stole them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Biggie had some egregious lines.
Yeah, play that Big Papa for the fans so they can know exactly what we talk about. Not Big Papa, me and my bitch.
Oh yeah.
They played the hell out of this one too. Mm-hmm. Isaac Brothers got all kind of bread.
Yeah, they made major burns on
it. They got all kind of bread.
I like the show version of this, me and my bitch.
The live joint. Yeah.
Life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife.
Passed it. He said it already?
Uh huh. Second line of the song.
Yeah, he started off. You look so
good. I suck on your daddy's dick. God. Shit. I'm talking about he come in the motherfucker like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, come in hot.
Bro. He came in hot with that shit, yo. Right, he ain't say shit about it, bro. No. He ain't say nothing. He said one line before that.
He ain't worrying nobody.
That was on his mind, bro. Yeah, get that shit out of there.
What if the bitch was a dude?
Right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what about she ain't even that good looking?
Yeah. What if she ain't that good looking?
Right.
What if he went to the daddy and was like, yeah, so. And the daddy was like, for Tasha?
Right.
My Tasha?
Damn.
She ain't that fine, Christopher. Chris. She ain't that fine.
She ain't that fine, bro.
Chris, what wrong with you?
I'm cool, Chris.
What wrong with you?
I love her to death, but Chris, she ain't that fine. Let's just say you did it.
Oh, shit. But yeah, man, I had this. I told a story about Shadarius buying me this as my secret Santa.
Shout out to Shadarius.
Shout out to classmate Shadarius.
It's crazy. Our classmates is principals and shit.
Yeah, she brought me this shit. 7th grade.
Y'all cousins?
It was at school.
I know what that was.
It was in class. We did the Secret Santa shit in class.
All right. Shout out to your dad.
Fucking guy. Oh, I'm trying to remember who class it was.
It don't matter.
I can't remember who class.
Miss Sanders?
Nah. I took Miss Sanders to 8th grade.
Oh, I was ahead of you in math then.
Where you at?
I had Miss Sanders in 7th grade. Algebra 1. No, pre-algebra.
I took pre-algebra in the 6th grade, actually.
You did not. Stop lying.
I did.
Pre-algebra 7th grade. Algebra 1 was 8th grade, nigga.
We was in the same math class then.
Yeah, we had it in 7th grade.
Because I took algebra 1 in my 8th grade.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then 9th grade was geometry.
Yeah, and I flunked that shit.
I flunked like a motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I ain't never saw so many zeros, 60s. I didn't know. 32.
Did you have Miss Frank?
What was she at the Mount? Ninth grade building?
Yep, she like a dude.
I can't remember what she looked
what
like.
What her name was?
Miss Frank. That bitch hated me.
I was in the class with like juniors and seniors, and I was just mesmerized by.
We was in honors geometry.
I wasn't in no honors, nothing.
You ain't take honors geometry?
I took geometry.
I had to get out the honors program.
Nah, I don't think I was in. I would know as much as I brag on myself.
I got out the honors. I got out.
I would know if I was in honors.
I got out the honors shit in the 10th grade when I took geometry. I took geometry over by
me too.
10th grade. Yeah.
I did too.
But I got out the honors shit.
Yeah,
and got in.
We ain't had no classes in high school together, did?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we ain't had no classes in high school.
But yeah, because I was in that honors English shit too. Got out of that honors shit too.
I could have been in that, but they was like, if you take that. They were saying if I did that, I might graduate early. And I was like, well, I don't want to graduate early. I want to stay in my class with them. So.
They just told you that because I took English 3 my 10th grade year. I took English 4 my 11th grade year. I took no English my senior year.
Oh, see, I didn't.
Yeah.
Because Joel did that. And that's how Joel wound up with us.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to graduate early.
You didn't have to.
I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know.
I took my senior year was PE1 physics and some other shit. Remember, I broke my leg, so hell, I was barely going to school. But I had 28 credits going in my senior year.
Yeah, I only I probably had like 24.
Yeah.
Cause I took PE again. Like I took PE three twice.
Cause I was in
twice. I did. I took
PE three times.
Well, I'm saying PE three. I took it twice.
I took PE one twice.
See, I wanted to, because PE one, they be teaching like the basics and all. You had to do that, you know what I'm saying? But I knew PE three, all we did was lift weights and play basketball.
I wasn't trying to lift no weight.
Yes, yeah, so I loved it.
I was finished lifting weights.
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it.
Fuck that shit. But yeah, man.
Real quick, so while we talking about school, did you have Miss Mercer?
Yeah.
She passed away sometime this week.
I saw that shit this morning.
Yeah. What did she talk? I want to say I had
U.S. history.
What grade?
Oh, my fucking God. 11.
In the J for us.
Oh, yeah. So I didn't have her. I had Miss Fair.
Listen, man. Oh, my God, yo. I learned how to study taking Miss Mercer class.
So, got him. So, it was Miss Mercer, Mr. Johnson, and Miss Fair then.
Mm-hmm.
I had Miss Fair.
I used to fucking, that's how I learned that music helped me remember shit.
Oh.
In her class, because she used to give a quiz every Friday.
Okay.
Second week of the football season. Got a quiz. I flunked the first one. Got one coming up. Parent teacher conference that week.
Uh-huh.
My mama comes to the school. I wasn't gonna tell my mama. Miss Mercer said, "Oh, he's smart. He just don't want to do shit." That's just how she was.
Mm-hmm.
And my mama look at me. "Oh, really?" So she showed her my quiz grade. She's like, "I give a quiz every Friday. We go over the material the day before. And they don't know what questions I'm gonna ask, but they read the information, they'll be able to answer questions."
Mm-hmm.
Man, that motherfucker told me, "Go get your daddy." Cause my daddy was.
He was on the
security shit. He was doing the security shit with Big House at this time.
Oh, he wasn't doing the.
He wasn't ISS yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So she goes, "Go get your daddy and Gerald, Coach Harrison." Them niggas came to the classroom, what mama say. "Tell y'all something. He don't pass this quiz Friday. He ain't playing no football."
That was cap.
No, it wasn't. My mama did not.
Your mama said that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Coach Harrison said that.
Oh, no. Coach look at me like, "Hey, you better pass."
Because who was your backup, Eric?
Who said that?
No, Tyon. No.
This is junior, yeah. Right? That was Eric. Eric, the white boy.
No. Cause I was Bradley. I wasn't even starting yet.
What year was Eric the quarterback? The white dude, Eric.
Our 10th grade.
10th grade, yeah. Okay, I had.
Yeah, he's older than
that. I had chemistry with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Eric Lloyd.
Eric Lloyd. Okay, I wonder where he at now.
I think he's still somewhere around.
Where he was cool.
Yeah,
man.
But yeah, man, Miss Mercer. You know, so I had to get the shit I had to read. I would turn on "Who Shot You," Big Shit. That's why I love that song so much. I know how I know it word for word.
Yeah, be cool with it.
I used to just run that motherfucker back. And just
you passed the US history
test? I just listen to it and right. I read the shit, right? I get in the class and then start rapping that shit in my head. And every time she asked a question, I made 100. I probably made like 600-700 straight.
Thanks to Biggie. Shout out to Big.
Shout out to Biggie.
But music was a part of all our 11th grade because... me, Bill, Gilmo, Jamal Spears, all us had English together.
Mm-hmm.
And before class, them boys would beat on the desk and rap No Limit Soldiers.
Yeah.
Before class started, every day. The teacher would let her. I think her name was Miss Turner or something like that.
Uh-huh. I remember Miss
Turner. And I didn't know the song.
Yeah.
So I said, "Gilmo, let me borrow your True CD." I went home and listened to it. You know, dude from the Roots, Questlove said, "If you do something 18 times, you are committed to memory."
Yeah.
So I listened to No Limit Soldiers
18 times
all the time. But you know, so we came to school the next day, well, the next B period, B day, or whatever.
Yeah.
So them boys start, because everybody knew the song, because they're my homies, but I ain't knew the song. So I just wrote, they smiling. So I'm saying, so they start beating on the desk, and I start rapping it. "Nick, I'm blessing." And they was like, "Oh, shoot." Miss Turner's like, "Brandon, you know the song?" But that's how I learned No Limit Soldiers.
And that's the wild shit, because we used to listen to that motherfucker every game day.
Oh, No Limit Soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
That had Bill and what you call it, knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Bill would be the one beating on the desk, because Bill ain't really was vocal like that.
Yeah, he just, wasn't, you know, really a vocal guy.
Yeah, he was quiet, but he still was in some shit though.
Still,
yeah,
he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
yeah, man. But shout out to Biggie, and that brings us to Diddy. Like we said earlier, he got arrested this week. Hell with no bail. This nigga offered to pay $50 million to get out. They told him no.
Fuck you.
Damn.
Fuck your money.
He that much of a monster, man?
No, just they got another nigga off the damn.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
They said he was threatening witnesses and stuff.
Oh, he was? Oh, yeah. So that
that's the real reason why. So he gave up. He gave his passport. His kids gave up their passports. His mom gave up their passport to show that they ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a flight risk. But there was like they got proof that he was kind of like intimidating witnesses or whatever. So
still on that. You on that same shit, huh? On that same shit.
It ain't him.
Yeah, you think you just can pay your way out of everything, but you fucked up this time.
But you know what? I retract something I said earlier. It can be in you, but if all, you know, for the past 30 years you've been paying your way out of stuff, whatever, then it can be the behavior you learn.
Yeah.
Kind of like people that can afford to get out of a ticket, they'll drive any speed.
Yeah.
But if you so broke that you can't get a ticket, you're going to do the speed limit.
You got that right.
You're tightening up.
You best believe it.
You're tightening up.
Tighten up fast, man. So. But he was charged with racketeering, sex trafficking.
He got a gun charge.
Gun charge. Yeah, he had a defaced assault rifle. All
right, so
serial number defaced.
So on my show I had Who Shot Ya, L. Shout out to L. And he mentioned that so they made it seem like he had an AK-47, like a one ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was the gun actually was broken down, like it was in pieces.
Mm.
It wasn't the whole gun. And that
what in the hell just happened?
A touchdown is what happened. Go Steelers.
Boo.
So like the gun was basically inoperable.
Right.
So it sounded worse than it really was.
Okay.
And when I first heard about the gun, they said that he had multiple AK-47s. So I'm thinking this nigga had an arsenal. He really just had a one broke down gun, you know what I'm saying? Gun. So that part not as bad as they made it seem.
They say he on suicide watch.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where his mental state is. But yeah. And everybody that's reporting on it, boy, when they get the freak-offs, boy, they say that shit with emphasis. Freak-offs.
Yeah, it was something I was
freak-offs.
I was listening to Joe Budden podcast earlier today, and they was talking about it sounds funny when white people talk about the freak-off part of it.
Yeah, that's all I've been here. I'm laughing like
that shit's so viral right now.
Freak-offs.
As soon as you say that, sound like that shit appear.
I'm telling you, freak-offs.
Yeah, sex trafficking, forced labor, prostitution, related charges, narcotics, kidnapping, arson, bribery, and obstruction of justice.
1,000 bottles of baby oil. It gotta be a crime in that.
It gotta be
a crime,
bro. It's a crime. Name something. Just name a random item.
Deodorant.
This nigga had 1,000. Things of deodorant at his house, cuz. Right,
come on, man.
Like, it just looked weird. Anything.
Anything.
A thousand can of string beans.
Stupid shit, you know?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yo.
It's got 1,000 can of string beans.
Come on, man. That's just how bananas it is.
1,000 of anything, bro.
1,000 of one thing. This nigga
come
had.
Come on, bro.
Well, it said 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lubricant.
And lubricant.
So it was a mixture.
Mixture, okay.
But if it added up to 1,000, boy, that's
a lot. And you know, people, sheesh. You know, we stupid now.
Oh, God.
We take the internet and just.
Man, listen, that nigga ain't been that greasy, man.
Man, they had so many niggas with. Them down. I'm talking them 9-foot cabinets.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers making an ass of this shit.
Yeah.
It'll be a big ass cabinet, but a bunch of little small
Now, man. Was it full size bottles?
Man,
or was it like the little travel size?
You ain't seen the picture?
I saw a picture, but I couldn't tell if that was AI or not. Or somebody like Photoshop created it.
Oh, okay, I got it.
With like the police standing there in a big ass like bathroom looking towels on the floor and shit. Yeah, I saw that.
What about 1,000 mini bottles?
1,000 mini bottles, now that's different.
Liquor?
No, mini bottles are, you know, the travel size bottles
Oh, yeah, because he travels a lot.
And
so that would be.
But
it would look better.
Yeah, it'll look better.
You know what I'm saying? You
So you got.
You can order.
The ones that you keep on the shelf.
You can order anything you want and they'll deliver it to your house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
1,000?
He get a pallet of a mini lube bottles.
Right. Or what about pallet. A pallet of big ones though?
A pallet of big ones ain't 1,000.
Man.
Shit. Might You're be right. a couple. Might not even be.
That's a truckload.
Oh my God!
It is
a half a truckload or something.
Yeah, probably about 5-6 pallets.
Yeah,
yep. Maybe 7-8. Yep.
1,000 bottles. Yo.
Come on, man.
A lubricant.
What's it, Doctor? You must say Diddy is a distraction from the 2024 presidential election.
There's nothing distracting us from the presidential election, Umar.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We good.
That Hugh Hefner had 24/7 free calls.
Yeah, he probably did.
He did.
He probably did.
Ain't nobody said a word.
Man. No, people said words.
Yeah.
We heard about him too.
Yeah, they had a whole documentary.
Yes, exactly. What niggas be talking about this dumb shit?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Weinstein, this, that, and the third. Weinstein in jail, bitch. What you talking about?
Yeah.
He worried about the wrong thing.
They better hold Epstein. Don't know about Epstein.
Yeah.
They talk. That's why they say he on suicide. That's why they want to go ahead and put it out that he on suicide. What?
Yeah. Well,
that's the cover.
One thing people were saying that that's a great. That's the best number you can wear in sports right there.
He should have murdered.
That's the best number you can wear in sports right there.
51?
Not 18. Yes, sir.
18.
51.
18.
They said that they separate them big neck them high profile people because they people might try to kill them just to get.
Clout
or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if Diddy is bad as they say he is, they'll let that motherfucker walk around.
Right. Because
he got people.
Right.
Because he'll have people in jail too. But,
Can't stop, won't stop.
He better not say that now, but take
the Fed. Man. People talk like the Fed's the big bad wolf, but Irv got in there and beat the Feds.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
They did.
You're absolutely right.
So.
But they ain't had 1,000 bottles of baby oil in the house. No.
Which ain't illegal.
It ain't illegal.
Oh, string beans. They ain't had no string beans.
They ain't had no string beans.
Listen.
Nigga, as a nigga who delivered food to restaurants, if I had to deliver 1,000 cans of string beans, I'd be like, bro. Hey, bro, what they doing, bro?
Yeah, what y'all got going on?
What y'all got going on? That's just string beans. Now you got your salt and pepper and shit. Butter.
Got to.
Bro, 1,000, you're right. That's a truckload.
That's a truckload, bro.
Unless, 6 or 7 come in a case.
Yeah.
Then,
I mean,
it's a lot, bro.
I'm trying to think how many come in a case.
How many come in? It depends on how big it is.
Because I used to work at Big Lot, so.
Oh, that's
a lot, bro.
That's a lot. Probably about 10.
Very possible.
10? So 100 cases?
It's 6 to 10.
6
that
to 10.
Coming in a case.
In the case of that?
No more than 10.
It's 6 to 10.
So 6 to 10
boxing, because the boxing gonna be so big.
It depends. Yeah, depend on the size and shit.
Size of the box. Because they, with that shipping shit, they try to make it. They did like logistics has changed a whole lot since and that shit done changed since I was in the shipping and receiving industry. Pause.
It just depend on what
the product is.
Yeah, what it is.
Yeah,
and like whether or not they. Feel like it can be stacked and all kind of shit like that. Right. So like you said, probably between six and ten.
Yeah, somewhere.
So if it's 10, that's 100 cases. Mm-hmm. That ain't a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that. That's a pallet. That's a pallet. That's a pallet.
Yeah, that's a pallet.
That's a pallet. So it doesn't got a pallet dropped off.
Mm. Oh no, that pallet depends on the size of the box. Yeah, the pallet gonna be kind of high.
That more than a pallet.
Yeah, 100 cases.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm trying
that tall ass bottle now.
Now maybe three or four pallets.
Yeah.
Depending, But
it's a lot of pallets.
You call DHL, they deliver Johnson & Johnson DHL deliver that shit. Drop it. Where you want me to drop it?
And they
called going back down right here? Okay.
And they had stock at Johnson & Johnson, yeah.
Had to.
They had stock in that shit, man. Oh, man. But like you said, he was denied bail because he been intimidated witnesses.
Yep.
He too nasty.
And he nasty as fuck. But Cassie set this Bam. Whole shit.
She set it off.
In motion.
It ain't really her fault, though.
No. It ain't.
It's his not, fault.
It's his fault.
Because if he would have paid her
what she wanted
in the beginning,
she would, he it would never went that far.
It would never went that far. Because she wanted the $30
million right.
over the summer or something mm-hmm. like that. Was, you
he
could
have.
He gave a hot one.
He could have got on the NDA by then.
Yeah.
He would have paid her.
But then if he would have paid her before that little window for that law, they had that law in New York,
mm-hmm.
and that's what she filed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, the civil law or whatever. And,
mm-hmm.
and now we here.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, a lot of people be like, why these people wait so long, this, that, and third to come out? All it takes is one person to be brave mm-hmm. enough to yep. come out, and now somebody see him, and now they'll be like, well, they came out, I'm going to tell my story. Mm-hmm. And then some other people say, well, I'm going to tell my story. This is how they did me, and then it go from there. So
yeah.
we kind of had something like that. It wasn't sexual. It was kind of like business related
mm-hmm.
with somebody, and somebody came out with a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And because they came out with a lie, somebody came behind them and said something that was kind of truthful from their perspective, but now
mm-hmm.
that lie with their person telling their perspective of truthfulness or whatever,
mm-hmm.
now it made this person look bad. So it that just gave people the courage. So then that dude, that's really the part that got people against Diddy with the dude,
the producer down there,
the producer guy, yeah. And then that white guy got caught
with the drugs. Mm-hmm. Like that shit, it was like a fucking domino effect.
Yep.
Cass yep. got there, kicked that boy fuck over.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, domino just kept fucking
But
up.
He should have just went ahead. He had the money.
Yeah.
He probably, I mean, $30 million is life changing.
Absolutely.
But he worth, right now, they say he's still worth $400 million.
Still.
After losing all Ciroc this, and yeah. all of that, Revolt.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But so when the trial start, I know how long you think it gonna take for them to get to the trial? You think it shouldn't take long? They've been building this shit for about
Probably some months,
at least
maybe 3 months.
Is it gonna be on like
maybe 4 or 5 months?
They gonna do his trial like Young Thug joint?
You know every so. We'll always get like one trial
mm-hmm.
televised. Something happened to where the next judge for the next big trial be like, they don't want that to happen. So then they'll say, well, no cameras, this, mm-hmm. that, and the third. So I don't know because of the Woody shit
mm-hmm.
and all of the, you know, the lead prosecutor. I guess she's the lead prosecutor
mm-hmm.
or whatever, that lady. And she had that little, her personal life got into it. Mm-hmm. I think they might. I wouldn't be surprised if they said no cameras on this trial.
Yeah.
And it's not that big, so I don't know. I don't know. But well, I said 6 months, but I'm thinking in COVID times. COVID times, trials mm-hmm. took a long time.
So. Yeah,
absolutely. It's like
18,
add another 12 to
it. Mm-hmm. Then it depends on his lawyers and the prosecution and the judge, whether or not they want the fame and stuff. Because whoever is presiding over this case gonna get famous, kind of like Judge Ito in the OJ trial.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? The only judge I know is Dan Causey and Stuck.
That's it.
And I know him because he's my cousin.
Man. So in the event that Diddy does go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Is he getting canceled? Like, how we gonna handle this? I'm just trying to figure out now, so I know what I gotta throw away.
What do you mean? Nobody gets canceled.
You don't listen to R. Kelly no more.
I don't listen to R. Kelly, but he ain't canceled.
Shit, a mm-hmm. lot of motherfuckers don't listen. We'll, to R.
Bro,
Kelly
we'll,
no more.
The other the night you the one night you wasn't at Janita house.
Mm-hmm.
Girl was on the porch. They played that R. Kelly, and they played 3-4 R. Kelly songs back to back.
Oh, shit.
So he ain't canceled.
He said three bags.
I know you want to throw up.
Yeah. I want to toss that little bitch off the fucking porch.
Abort the mission, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Who is this little bitch?
She was young, too. She probably was like 22.
Oh, God. She corrupt, then.
Corrupt. Yeah.
Ain't no telling what going on in that household.
Can't be she playing that.
Yeah,
this dude in touch a lot of fucking music.
That was before her time, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can listen to, like, it's crazy because, like, his music, like, I can still listen to some musical music.
Because
his music ain't about what he did.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly music is about what he did. Mm-hmm. And Puffy music, a lot of it ain't about the stuff that he did. Like, I mean, take that. Take on a different turn. Yeah. Take on a different meaning now, you know?
You're right.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Damn right.
You know what's funny? You know the funniest thing about Diddy? Y'all remember when Diddy performed on the Super Bowl?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Dude, I remember that.
He performed at the Super Bowl. Like, Nelly performed that year. It was a whole bunch of, like, it was like a little hip-hop medley with somebody else, right?
Right.
And you know the first thing Diddy said when he performed his part?
What?
I'm the definition of half man, half drugs.
Oh, shit.
I was like, why would they allow that on the Super Bowl? But
I mean, that was Diddy.
That was his song, though. I forgot what song that was.
What is the name of that shit?
Bad Boy for Life. Ain't that how Bad Boy for Life started off?
Mm-mm. What year was that? 2001?
When he performed?
Mm-hmm.
2003.
Four. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm
that nigga got his hands on all Mary J. shit, yo.
Mm-hmm.
First song he ever produced was Come and Talk to Me remix.
He invented the remix.
Yeah, he did. 1991. First song he ever produced. Damn.
You know, now people don't do remixes like the way Diddy did it, like make a whole nother song.
Mm-hmm.
They do the remix, but it'll be the same song because it count the same spins or something for the song or some shit.
Oh, that's why they do it.
Yeah.
Like that. So it was shit we wasn't worried about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not we, but they would.
Is this song right here where he said, "I'm the definition of"? Ain't it this song?
I think it is. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I'm the definition. Yeah. Man, half drugs,
ask the clubs. Jesus. Bad boy, that's what's up. After bucks, crush. That's your hard cut.
That's what he said.
Right. Pause,
yeah. I want this. The gay people so stuck on the gay stuff when all of these other allegations, like the sexual sex trafficking type shit. Sex trafficking got a lot of people fucked up too, because mm-hmm. Like Faison Love and Boosie, like, you can't fly a girl out or you want to give her money. I'm kind of confused about the sex trafficking stuff too, because to me it sounds like if you fly a prostitute out, so like if you fly even like a stripper,
mm-hmm.
cross state lines, whatever, they do their stripping thing, but they have sex with somebody, they get paid. Is that sex trafficking?
That's the It's always, you know how them laws just have that gray.
Great, yeah.
And that's the gray, because now you saying, if I fly my girlfriend out, or if I fly a random chick out to my house just to come see me, from California, I send her a plane ticket, I send her the money to get the plane ticket, I'll buy the plane ticket, she come see me, I feed her, give her money, we do all that. So is that sex trafficking?
No, because she's not a prostitute. That ain't her profession. She ain't a prostitute.
Oh, so if they, oh, so their profession has to be
sex workers, from what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So like a lot of people have had like stripper party at their house, mm-hmm. a bachelor party at their house with mm-hmm. strippers, and sometimes they fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, you know.
Sex workers.
Yeah. But in that, sometimes the sex workers. In the Diddy shit, had to have sex or was made to have sex when they didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Now that
oh, okay.
add other stuff yeah. to it. Or yeah. people, like, it was said that Diddy would get male prostitutes to come in, have sex with Cassie or Kim, and he would watch. Mm-hmm. Which is wild.
Yeah, some like people, you come
know,
on, man.
I ain't on my shows. I can. I had a group, you know, me and my girl got, you know, had our own little freak off with a, you know, a junk.
Yeah.
And she was like, she enjoyed watching me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get my y'all up. Yeah. He's like, I like that. I was like, okay, you did. Yeah, man. You know? Boy, yeah. I got moved.
Yeah, easy. Yeah, easy.
You know,
yeah,
everybody,
easy.
Everybody got to, you know, everybody freak offs ain't the same. Yeah. You feel me, B? What else? Huh?
Yeah, man.
Had a lot of string beans over there. You know what I mean?
What up?
As Diddy plays in the background.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Okay, pull that picture off.
Yes, yeah, sir. Man. Goddamn Diddy, man.
Yes, Diddy in trouble, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah, he in big trouble.
He in big trouble, bro.
And the feds come at you.
Yeah. As long as I can still listen to Puff Daddy and the Family, I'm cool.
As long as I can still listen to Total.
Because that Young G's on that motherfucker is Faith. Too fucking hard, yo.
Right. Long as, like you said, the Total, the Faith.
112.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Oh, his R&B bag is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Right.
Carl Thomas.
Oh yeah.
Jesus.
Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah, he got on some Mariah shit.
He got on some Mariah shit. All Mary J. Blige shit.
Yeah.
New Edition.
Him and Jay-Z got music together?
Isley Brothers. Yeah.
What song him and Jay-Z got together?
He produced
some stuff on American Gangsta.
I Know What Girls Like on
Volume 1. Which is one of the
with
worst.
Lil Kim and Diddy on that motherfucker.
Okay. Beep, 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 beep. No, that's
Jay-Z was on
Do You Like It?
Jay-Z was on Puff Daddy album.
Which one?
Puff Daddy and the Family. Young G's.
Oh, he was on that song.
Uh-huh.
Jay on that. Yeah. 1999 was that Do You Like It?
Jay-Z was on that too? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Do You Like It? Do You Want on Puff Daddy Forever?
Yeah. I think that was must have been on the first.
Yeah, because I talked about that, I think. Because I only Young really talked about Satisfy You.
Young Jesus on that.
Puff Daddy and the Family.
Yeah.
No Way Out.
Yeah. That one.
Oh, with Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I ain't really like this song.
You say you didn't like it.
Not really.
Well, then where the hoes at? The hoes at, baby? Boys talk that shit, this motherfucker, man.
I'm sure they did.
They talk that shit. The liveest one. Out of this world like Mars when I spit these bars. Come fuck with these stars up in luxury cars. And they built them ABC of the motherfucker. Choices to make like AC
of the drop. We gonna stop. Puffy had one of the hardest verses on
Victory.
The Oh Let's Do It remix.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, he did.
Fly the T, the birds, then just the thing of Danny back. Shit, man.
Like Victor.
Now we know he was flying in the Teeter Burr.
Sex workers.
String beans. String beans and deodorant. 1,000 cases.
Shit everywhere. Bam.
Okay.
Beans everywhere.
Now they all asking for hits.
Let's get these string beans.
Man.
Yeah, man. But
I real quick though, I don't like stories like this because of a Diddy doing it or Russell Simmons or whatever. Well, Russell Simmons is kind of different, but just because of whatever they're saying is true. Then it's people that's going through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I ain't never been drugged. Well, I did get sexually assaulted by a young lady one time. I was
Nigga, you got your shit took?
Yeah, she took it, bro.
Oh man.
I was drunk.
Oh.
Matter of fact, it was
you ain't filed charges?
She confessed later and she
confessed? I would have locked her ass up.
Yeah, so you know.
That shit different for us, right?
She confessed later on.
That shit don't usually happen to us though.
Yeah, everybody ain't me.
Yeah.
You can't treat, you know what I'm saying? It don't happen to niggas like me. Yeah,
that shit definitely don't happen to me.
Yeah, it could.
Nah.
It could. You get high on that weed, that drugs you be doing.
No. And, no.
You know, she jump on it. No. That's what she did to me. I was drunk off that Douce. Drunk a whole bottle of Douce.
She jump on you up.
Well, we had done it before.
Did you wake up to it?
Like, I thought I did.
Oh, shit. You ain't even doing that, man.
I thought I moved and all of that. But so we did our thing earlier, but I was so drunk, you know, I fell asleep. But, you know, I was still ready. One part of my body was still ready. She came in from going outside smoking her drugs. And she came in and she saw that I was still there, but I wasn't fully aware. And she said she got on and I was like, I remember that. She was like, yeah, but you weren't really. She came weeks later and told me. And at first I was proud of myself for, because I was like, what did you come? She was like, of course I finished or whatever. I was like, okay, we're good. She's like, no, that's not a good thing. She's like, you know, out of it.
Oh, yeah. She felt bad.
She felt bad because she knew I was so out of it.
Right.
And I was like, but I remember grabbing your ass. She was like, you didn't really grab my ass.
Shit.
I'm like, what? She's like, nah, you was like, it was so, you were so drunk.
Oh, I was a vegetable.
Bro, I drunk a whole, I was a vegetable. a cucumber. Summer squash, if you will. dill shit. Pickle.
Oh, God.
But yeah,
oh, man.
My claim to fame sexually is being assaulted. But the worst part about these stories is like people really go through this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like it was somebody that didn't want to have sex, that had to have sex, you know what I'm saying? And didn't feel like they could get away or whatever. So,
God damn. God damn.
So yeah, that's the bad part about it. Like somebody had to go through it, but yeah.
Yeah, man. Damn. God damn, man. But yeah, man. We gonna keep eyes on the Diddy situation and the presidential race. We can multitask.
A lot of people are dumb, but the people that care about the stuff ain't really dumb.
Yeah.
And stuff don't be as big as you think it is just because it's on your social media.
Yeah. Yeah, because.
Yeah, that shit right.
I mean, but it's going to be a lot of people that get distracted by this shit. It's going to be people that get distracted.
I don't think they are. I think those people don't care about the presidential election anyway.
They don't.
Or they don't care about whatever else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm kind of scared.
About?
Presidential election.
What? Why you think?
I'm just nervous, man.
You nervous about what side?
Both.
Why?
I just don't know. I don't know.
You never will know.
I know. Right. I know. But I know the youth on the side of the youth, that would help a lot with, you know, as Eddie Griffin say, the Democrats.
But none of that, man. I don't see no benefit from neither one. I mean, this is personal opinion. I don't see no benefit from neither one of them.
Yeah, like I told somebody. I don't know who I was talking to the other day, but I told him, I was like, shit, it really don't even matter to me.
Yeah, if they didn't last this so bad, point, it'd be
all right. I said, I still got to get up, go to work, pay my bill, and do everything else I've been doing.
The only reason why I fuck with Trump is because Trump is for, you know, the style of work I do. You know?
Yeah.
What style of work you do?
Just fucking with steel and oil.
What make you thank you for that?
Oh, he makes sure because buying all electric. He go all electric. We fuck. Mm.
Y'all, you got you in the union?
No.
Oh.
That's, I mean, it's either here or there on that. But at the same time, like I said, Trump is more so for the oil and the steel and the bullshit and Biden for the electric. And if we go electric, boy, it's going to slow us down, but it ain't going to hurt.
But the electric got to go in something.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be steel.
But like we.
Going to forever need that steel.
Yeah, you ever need steel.
Not only that, but just the way we produce it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we need a lot of gas. We need a lot of oil.
Yeah.
And He trying to knock mm-hmm. all that out and figure out a way, electric way.
Yeah.
And if we do electric, that's just going to
But how could you
make it more precise?
How, what kind of, like, how could you make that shit, like, electrically? Like, what?
But not only that, just look at the cars now. You got an electric car. You, mm-hmm. you got an old Chevy with a carburetor.
Yeah, but.
Like, these electric cars taking over.
But making steel, though.
They'll make up a way to, you know, to make a machine to make it, that do it with electric instead of just making.
Yeah, but that'll cost too much.
These motherfuckers fucking out money to do shit like this, though. Mm.
That part, I don't know.
They still trying to get robot truck drivers to it.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna help.
Self-driving long-distance trucks and shit.
For some, so for some, it'll be safer, but for certain jobs, you can't.
No, you can't do that.
You can't do it.
Yeah.
It'll take maybe 15 years they might could do it, in about 15, 20 years. I know I did see one, though, at a truck stop in Florence. But it's still, a person was in it, though. So.
He was in passenger seat?
Nah, he was in the driver's seat. But I did see, like, because, you know, they showed the pictures of the truck with all the stuff on it or whatever. So I saw the truck with all that stuff on it. I was like, oh, that's one of them self-driving trucks, whatever. But
see, all the way to that, we're talking about a self-driving truck. We didn't skip an electric truck to a self-driving truck. You know what I mean? They're trying to boot the shit out.
All that shit coming.
But you ever seen, what's that movie? I think it's WALL-E. I want to say in WALL-E, like, basically, people work, but they ain't really work, had to work because all the robots did it. So everybody just lived. Like, if everybody could just live and have the robots work.
Now, that'd be a different story.
Yeah.
Right. That would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Cause it,
but how we going to get money? The machine's going to make it for us?
Nah, you just live.
You break it all the way down and live.
Yeah, everybody just get bread.
Oh, okay.
Like, they do that in Alaska, in certain parts of Alaska where they got, where they do the oil drilling or whatever, they let them drill. So people that live in that community get, I forgot what they call the money, but they get like $1,000 a month. I don't think they call it a stipend. Universal something. But they get money because they drill in a area or whatever.
Oh, shit.
So they get money like that. So they could do that. But people, it's a lot of people that are against it because they feel like if you don't work, you don't eat.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Right. But that ain't really how it got to be. If you got technology, you can make robots to do the shit, do the hard work or whatever for you. Why not? You know what I'm saying? But
we need to go to that world, man. You running for president?
Huh?
You running for president?
No.
Run for president, make that shit to help, cuz.
I ain't smart enough.
Nigga, Trump president, nigga, you kidding?
True indeed.
Yeah, exactly.
You fucking kidding me, cuz.
This nigga believe anything.
They are eating dogs.
Hold up. Who knew Jones had a good Trump impression?
Right.
Who knew Jones had a good Trump impression?
No, that shit had me fucking crying.
What it said,
I was sitting in the garage, nigga.
You watched the debate?
That I'm sitting in the garage drinking my beer. I treated it like a football.
Yeah.
Hour and a fucking half. Sit out here and get me some chuckles on. That nigga said, the immigrant, they're eating dogs. I said, what? They're eating the cats and dogs. They're eating the residents' cats and dogs. They're eating the pets.
They're eating the pets.
I say, what the fuck is he talking about? No, that shit blew me, cuz. I laughed for 10 minutes after that. I said anything else he say, I don't even really want to fucking hear.
But you can make a video and put it on the internet of anything and people will believe it.
Bro, yeah, and dog, this nigga, he riding that shit. He still talking about that shit.
Dumb on the ass, what you call it? Believe it too.
Who?
Amber Rose. Oh, she believe it too, her dumb ass.
Hey, Kodak say, man, ain't nobody eating no cats, homie.
Is that what he said on stage?
He said that shit on Twitter or something. He said it somewhere.
Somebody like him, I can see why.
Because he Asian.
No. What I was going to say, I can see why he
can, they blamed it on them Asians.
Yeah, they blamed it on Asians.
But I can see why he'll fuck with Trump. Because you know he fought with Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Trump got him out of jail.
But now you talking about my people.
Nobody ain't no.
And they say the Haitians are eating the cats, they're eating the dogs.
They're eating the dogs.
Oh my God.
He forgot. He forgot Kodak was one.
He don't care about no damn Kodak.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck about Kodak. He was trying to get the black vote.
Yeah. Kodak was here.
Yeah, he's trying.
Got one of his charges here.
He was trying to get the black vote.
Your quarterback came here.
Lamar was with him.
Yeah. Niggas left. When they found out Lamar Jackson was in Florence at the courthouse, the nigga put on their Baltimore jerseys.
Niggas would have got their jerseys.
They came to the courthouse, nigga.
It's standing outside the courthouse. Yeah. Yep. He came out to a picture with motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. When this was?
Two years ago.
Yeah,
okay. 2-3 years ago. When Kodak got in that trouble. Biting that girl or some shit.
No, I took it to the hotel. Yeah. I didn't know she was underage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it sounds real bad, but she was like 16, 17. He was like 19.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But then she said it was like non-consensual.
Mm-hmm.
But then they, I don't know how he got out of it.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Yeah,
right.
But.
Yeah, man. But we got to get out of here, man. Y'all keep y'all open. Keep open mind about this presidential shit, man. Just keep watching and listening. Don't let these motherfuckers shit you, bro.
That shit crazy.
You ain't got to be a part of a party. Just vote for the right shit or what you feel is right.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got if the Republicans got it going on, shit, go with them. If it's the Democrats, if it's the Independents that's running shit, go with them. Whoever it is, but just make sure y'all pay attention, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let these motherfuckers shit you, man.
Or let them shit you.
Nah, don't. Please don't let them shit you. Please don't let them shit you.
Mm-hmm.
June,
yeah,
appreciate you as always, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate the opportunity too.
I know you ain't gonna tell them where you got going on or where to find you at. So I'm gonna go ahead and D-Love, tell them where they can find you.
Preach_BP every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Appreciate you, brother. It's your boy Jones, JP Jones 81 on Instagram, at the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram. Also, email us at musicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Till next time. Peace.